Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 95 Google Daily, this time for May 15th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So the Google Pixel 4a is still awaiting its official reveal, but a unit out in the wild is still providing us with some pretty detailed leaks. With that in mind, the wallpapers from the Google Pixel 4a have hit the web and are available for you to download before the device has even hit retailers. 16 wallpapers have been extracted from a pre-release Pixel 4a unit and duly been published online, and we have to say they are definitely unique. Google's wallpapers tend to use simple designs, gradients, still images, or even satellite views of the Earth. This time around, though, Google seems to be going down the same road as other mid-range devices, such as Samsung's Galaxy A51. These wallpapers are frankly really strange, given Google's past, but they are also quite clever in their design. As has been detailed numerous times before, the Pixel 4a will have a punch-hole display with the camera cut out in the top left corner of that display. To take advantage of that, Google's wallpapers leave blank spaces for the punch hole and that take advantage of the black cutout. For example, there's a soccer wallpaper that would use the hole punch to make a player's head. Another would show up as a dog's nose. Another, a ball that a kitten is playing with. Of course, you can download all of the wallpapers right now on your device over on site and check the entire collection out. Before the launch of Android and the T-Mobile G1, the late great Steve Jobs had quite a close relationship with Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin. Rare pictures of Jobs, Page, and then Google CEO Eric Schmidt at the Googleplex have surfaced online courtesy of a former Google employee. Jason Schellen tweeted two pictures of the interaction, and he worked on Blogger at Google in the early 2000s before serving as the founding project manager for Google Reader. He noted that the photos were taken covertly on a Palm Treo 680. As for when they were taken, these pictures date back to August 2007 and show Steve Jobs in his iconic black turtleneck with Larry Page at one of Google's cafes. The then Apple CEO, shown with a bowl in hand, assembling what appears to be a lunch salad, with Page doing the same next to him. The second picture shows the two of them, along with Schmidt, sitting down and having a conversation, while Google's CEO at the time is thoughtfully listening to what Jobs has to say. Page's back, though, is unfortunately turned away from the camera. In terms of timing, these photos were taken just after the first generation iPhone went on sale in June 2007. In January of that year, though, Schmidt went on stage at the unveiling of Apple's first smartphone to talk about Google Maps and YouTube specifically. The relationship notoriously soured after the launch of Android and the T-Mobile G1 over a year later. You'd think Google's Android TV platform would get app updates for the company's own service faster than anyone, but that isn't always the case. With that in mind, today we've seen an apparent first look at a long overdue redesign to Android TV's version of Google Play Movies. An account by the name Android TV Rumor showed off on Twitter a handful of images of a completely redesigned Google Play Movies app for Android TV that would better align with the app found on Android and iOS. The redesigned app packs in a dark theme with a revamped sidebar. It's a complete overhaul from the Play Movies app that's been on the platform, essentially unchanged since its 2014 launch. With this apparent redesign, there's a sidebar with the search options, home, TV, and two other unidentified options, possibly filter and a library based on the icons though. There's also a settings icon at the bottom. The updated app also seems to better align with Google's current design scheme, which includes bigger text tiles and less distinct sections. A movie's listing though is pretty much the same in terms of layout, just with updated colors and designs. Notably, a lot of this design looks similar to the revamped Play Movies app that launched on Roku devices late last year. However, it's unclear when Google plans to roll this out to Android TV owners, but given the Play Movies app for the platform hasn't been updated in a few years, it's way overdue for this kind of change. Who knows, perhaps it will arrive alongside the upcoming Chromecast Ultra revamp. If you were unaware, the OnePlus 8 Pro has a neat hidden trick up its sleeve that can mimic a basic X-ray thanks to the colour filter camera that is packed in there. The option was first spotted by fans over on Reddit and has since spread on social media. The nifty hidden trick works because the colour filter camera found on the OnePlus 8 Pro is capable of processing infrared light to add in-camera effects. And because infrared light can penetrate materials like thin plastics that don't have IR shielding, you can more or less see through some of those materials. but no, you can't see through clothes, or at least as far as we can tell. This might not be a core selling feature of the OnePlus 8 Pro, but that colour filter lens therefore might help you waste a little time during the current COVID-19 lockdowns. Some have also reported that you can see through more than just plastic, with liquids like Coca-Cola and red wine being prime examples. About a month after our colleagues at 9to5 Mac reported that Apple had acquired NextVR, Apple has finally confirmed the news just yesterday. Within hours of that public confirmation, NextVR's Android app was quickly pulled from the Google Play Store. If you were unaware, NextVR has been broadcasting sports and entertainment events as 360-degree content for various headsets such as PlayStation VR, Oculus Rift and others. The company also had partnerships in place with the NBA, Fox Sports and other live sports and music event partners. Still, it's pretty telling that NextVR was already pulled from the Android App Store because the same treatment hasn't been given yet to other platforms. The iOS, PlayStation, Oculus and Steam listings are all still live at this time. Eventually though, you'd expect those apps will likely be pulled simply because NextVR is now not in place. Again, this probably shouldn't come as a shock either, as Apple has also pulled Dark Sky's public Play Store listing not long after announcing that it had acquired the popular weather app, which again is still a painful removal. That's all of the top news stories of the past 24 hours, but before we head off, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with all the very best deals on Google Gear and more this week.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys include Google Pixel 4, bundled with gift cards at Amazon, delivering some of the best prices yet. You can bring prices down to effectively $499 with a gift card, or you can also pick up an unlocked model for $495 when purchased via Woot and Amazon. You can also save big on Samsung's Galaxy A50 smartphone at $250. That's a $100 savings from the regular going rate and the second best offer we've seen in 2020. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
So that was the 9to5 Google Daily for May 15th. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.